please stand for the flag and prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Okay, the roll call.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Musk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, you've all been provided a copy of the previous meeting's minutes of October 22nd. If there are no corrections, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of October 22nd.
Approve the minutes for October.
Second.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Musk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Okay, under correspondence, I've just got a couple of things here, nothing major. Received notice of a work truck show. Received the Cities and Villages magazine, and that's it. Okay, under citizens' comments, Addison Miller is here from the Ohio Treasurer's Office presenting on the Ohio checkbook site for the village. This is something that Amy has been working on. So, Addison, if you're ready, the show is yours.
Great, thank you. I appreciate you giving me the time to be here at your meeting. It's been great to work with Amy to get the Ohio checkbook site for the village set up, and I'm glad to be here to kind of run you all through the site, give you a little demonstration, explain the functionality, and kind of what you can expect from that. Just a little bit of background on Ohio checkbook to start with. Started in 2014 after a report came out by the Public Interest Research Group, essentially ranking all 50 states based on spending transparency and access to spending records online. Ohio is ranked 48th in the nation, so bottom of the barrel. The Treasurer saw this as an opportunity to be able to position Ohio as a leader in government transparency and fiscal transparency. So we wrote our Ohio checkbook to put all the state's expenditures online. Every single dollar the state spends, you can find on ohiocheckbook.com. It's all searchable, interactive, just data-driven and visual. So it's been a great success, and it's actually led Ohio to being first in the nation in the years after that report came out. So it's been a great success. The Treasurer wanted to then roll it out to local governments at all levels, from counties, villages, townships, school districts, everything, on a voluntary partnership basis to be able to provide some of that same functionality to all other levels of government. So we've been working with Amy to get the website for the village set up, and it's pretty simple. The first thing you'll notice is just the graphical format there. It's 3 years of spending. Up at the top where it says rows, 11,257, so there's 11,257 transactions for those 2 years, and so far in 2018, $4,270,512.49, all available to be searched and looked at through this platform here. It's all interactive, so if you hover your mouse over the different color-coded segments there, you can tell kind of what department they came from, you know, all of the different kinds of where the spending was and what it's for. Corresponds to the legend on the right side. If you wanted to look at any of these different things, you can click into it through this way, and it breaks it down by the different departments. You could also switch it to show by funds or object or all the different kinds of things that, you know, ways that form the chart of accounts for municipalities. So kind of the main thing down here is a representation of your check ledger. So it's just, that's just a list of all the transactions, the amount, where they went and what they were, who they went to and what they were for. So it's pretty easy. If you just were to click on this, you can view check details. It pulls it up. That should say Medova Healthcare. I'm not sure. We'll have to take a look at that. But so it pulls it up in the form of a personal check, and it would have the vendor there, the amount, what it came from, and where it's going. I'm not sure. Kind of, we'll have to figure that out. It should have more information on the site. There's probably something going on our end. But yeah, it's all interactive, very, very easy to use. Up here at the top is we call it the Google style search bar. It's just because all of this is searchable. So you start typing, it essentially gives you predictive search there. So if you wanted to look at just say supplies, for example, if the site doesn't crash on me. Technology never
it's
works.
Great
when
it's great whenever. Yeah, it's great when it works.
Yeah. So yeah, Google style search bar. So if you just wanted to search, okay, this is not going well. Okay, well, you should be able to search in that search bar. When we get this taken care of, you will be able to. But essentially what it would do, if you start typing in supplies, that's what I was trying to show, it would suggest different searches like office supplies or different accounts, like, you know, supply and maintenance accounts, things like that. All of which it would then adjust all of the information in the chart to reflect the search and pull up all of those specific transactions as well.
Are there any report functions within this?
There are. You can download the data set just by a fiscal year, your current view. So if you had it pulled into a very specific range, then you'd be able to download that raw data as well.
So if our finance committee wanted to use this,
yeah,
and it live, look it up.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, absolutely. You can create different kinds of saved views and all. There's a lot of functionality for that as well. But yeah, you can download the raw data, and based on kind of where it says export current view, that would just show kind of all of the information that you'd pulled up there. So this would just be for everything. Another thing you can do is if you just wanted to look at everything for a certain vendor, the search bar is working, you can type it up there, but you can also go through here down in the ledger, and that just pulls up everything that went to Mendova Healthcare for these 3 years as well. You can also click the year, take it into just 2018. So again, that's just everything that went to Mendova Healthcare in 2018, broken down by month. So there's a lot of different ways to kind of play around with the data and kind of get it to get what you want to see out of it, and kind of explore where the tax dollars are being spent. So 1,000-foot view. If anyone has any questions, I'm happy to answer them. If there's anything you'd like me to kind of show or explain a little bit more, I'm happy to do that as well.
Well, I'm assuming we could link our village website to this.
Yep, right.
Make it open to the public.
Absolutely. So it'd be right here. It would have like the link to your village website right there. So mm-hmm. You could get there, and then you could put it on your village website as well. So
back and forth.
Back and forth, yep. Also, once we get the site live, it'll be on the local Ohio Checkbook landing page. So anybody that comes to the Ohio Checkbook, local Ohio Checkbook website, it'd be in the map. So if you clicked into here, just about, yeah, it would have answer closer here. Yeah, it would have a dot on the map for the village. So if somebody came in, was looking on the map, it's around them. And then also, there's just a list of all the cities and villages. And everything that's on.
We could actually use this tool for a comparison to looking at municipalities like our own.
Yeah, you can. So
to see what their expenses look like.
Yep, exactly. We've actually heard some stories about that, which is kind of interesting. There are a couple townships where they were buying salt from the same vendor, but they were buying about the same amount, but they were getting charged different rates, so they were able to renegotiate that contract. So it's had those kind of applications as well. But yeah, I mean, if you wanted to look at like newcomers town, you could click and just check them out right there and pull it up. Hopefully they're updated. But yep, so you could just look. Yeah, then you need to get them updated. But yeah, so you could do that kind of thing with any of the online entities that we have, and partnered with about 1,600 governments across the state so far, so we're still working on it, still out here doing it. I know the new treasurer-elect has said he wants to keep Iowa checkbook and expand on it a little bit, so it's going to be around, it's going to be here to stay. So.
Anybody have any questions?
I just wanted to throw a comment out there. When I was going through my online, they did just a quick tutorial of how to use the site for me in the administration portion of it, and you were asking about different reports that you could do on there. And I was asking the question, you know, what about the Johnson Street Sewer project that we have going on right now? So you could set up a separate report that kind of breaks that down and to be able to see the expenditures and everything with that. And you can even keep it to where the report's hidden in the background, so like I could just pull it up or you can publish it to the public.
Yeah, if you wanted to have like that view saved for that specific project, it'd be right here under views. And like, it could be a question like, what did we spend on the water project? And you can click that and just pull all the relevant expenditures for that. So you can do that pretty easily. We're here if you need anything with the site. If you have any questions or issues, you give us a call and we'll make sure to take care of it.
Any idea how soon it will go live?
It's ready to go live as soon as we get the okay, final okay from the email.
I've got the email in my bucket just to click to send it in and tell okay, but just needed an approval to do that.
Cool. I think it's a great step forward.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Now I'll get out of your hair and let you back to me.
Okay, anybody else want to have any comments from citizens? Okay. Next on the agenda is committee assignments. As a result of the election results and almost 2-1 result on the water in favor of it, and after consulting with our solicitor, reviewing the Higher Revised Code, as well as the rules of council, rule number 5, I will assign the following committee. Coshocton Water Exploration and Negotiation Committee. Committee members will be myself, Craig Bordenkircher, who is chairman, Ron Lust, Chris Maurer, in an advisory capacity, village administrator, technical advisor, Dave Cabri. And there will be a business advisor, Jay Olinger from West Lafayette Point, our largest business water user, will be on the committee in an advisory capacity. And I've asked for a resident advisor. I've extended the invitation to Sharon Lawrence. She is supposed to get back to me by tomorrow morning. If she doesn't accept, then we'll appoint someone else. The negotiation team will be myself, Councilmember Bordenkircher, Councilmember Lust, and Councilmember Maurer. That team will determine who will be the lead person in negotiations when we get to that point. This team, as well as the committee, needs to remain very unbiased, objective, open-minded, and without personal agendas. The committee has no authority to bind an agreement. If the committee comes to potential agreement with the City of Coshocton, it will present the proposal to the full council for approval. All proposals are to be submitted and approved as to form by the solicitor prior to full council review and vote. And I would ask the committee to use the acronym POM in working to get to an agreement if we're able to do that. POM stands for Purpose, Outcome, and Method. The purpose will be to obtain an agreement that is fair to all parties. The outcome is to obtain a water agreement that is in the best interest of the village and its residents. And the committee will determine the approach that is best allows us to reach an acceptable outcome. So that is the committee. I'll pass around committee sheets if you can pass those down. I would ask the committee chairman when we get to committee reports and appointments to schedule your first committee meeting where we would have all members present sometime after Thanksgiving. I think trying to schedule one next week or any more this week will end up in a train wreck. So I would ask that you schedule those meetings in that respect. This is an updated committee report. Now I'd ask, committee list rather, excuse me. I'd ask for volunteers, and the only one that that I could find that was documented anywhere for the Christmas tree project was Chris Maurer. So she's listed as committee chair. Were there any others who were willing to, other than we asked for volunteers, so.
Ron and Tim.
Ron and Tim?
Ron and Tim, yeah.
All right, I will update that.
I have a question before we go any further. How was this put on the ballot, the water thing?
It was an advisory vote that said that the residents were in favor of it. Now it's up to this committee and this council to determine if they can come to an agreement, and if they do, then it would be approved. If the committee can't come to agreement, then it would not be approved.
Did it state on the paper that we voted on, the council was in charge of deciding who was going to be on the committee or something like that?
No, it's governed by the Ohio Revised Code and the rules of council.
And what we're saying is the village administrator isn't involved in this when
yes,
they make the
she
contracts?
Yes, she won't be involved. She just won't be a negotiator. She's on the committee. Okay. Okay, department reports. Fire.
Evening. Had a relatively late month last month, 11 calls total, and one building fire, which was a chimney fire that extended into the wall. One brush fire, one outside rubbish fire, one motor vehicle accident without injuries. We had an electrical short and a wires down call. Three authorized controlled burning calls and one call for a vapor that they thought was smoke, which was steam. Location of incidents, four in the village of West Lafayette, four in Lafayette Township, two in Oxford, one in Wydyce. 67 firefighters responded last month for a cost of $595. We worked 24 hours, 36 minutes on emergency calls and volunteered 32 hours. October fire loss was $5,000. Year to date, we're at $96,720. Last year to date, was $14,000. Call volume year to date is 135. Last year we were at 134.
Okay. Questions? Thank you.
Thanks.
Fiscal officer.
So since last meeting, I attended a municipal finance officers conference. It was a 3-day conference in Columbus. And other than that, I had a finance meeting here prior to this one here and passed around the bills. I think they've already been passed around and signed off on for approval, and also discussed closing of October's month. So passed around the month end, and that has also been signed and approved.
Okay. Police.
Good evening, everyone.
Hello.
In the month of October, we had 4 accident reports. We did 183 calls and complaints. We had 6 criminal arrests, 5 domestics, 2 felony cases. We did 79 follow-ups. We had 17 traffic arrests, running our traffic stops. Issued 28 warnings. Miles driven was 2,684, and gas was 273 gallons. I'd like to thank everyone who supported and voted for the police levy. We greatly appreciate that. And we recently received a donation from the Lions Club for 2 vests. They will be picking up the 50% of the cost. It isn't covered by the Bulletproof Vest Program. And that, so that'll help us get 2 of our part-time officers brand new vests. I'd also like to show you a quick video on the body cameras that you approved for the department. There's a component to it. It's called Accident Citizen. And I'll show get the video pulled up here, and I'll speak about it briefly.
Okay. Everybody hear it okay?
Basically, what the system does is that it allows you, if you see something and want to videotape it or take a still photograph, you may do so. You call the West Lafayette Police and say, hey, I've got something I want you to see. We obtain your phone number, we send you a text message. In that text message, there's a link. You hit on that link, you upload your picture or your video, and then it securely goes to us, and then we download it into our evidence.com software, and then we can utilize that for any case or any case that we may be building against that particular person. So it gives you instantaneously a capability without a car coming to your house, or if you're out and about and you want to send something that you see, you can do so and get that information to us right away, and we can start working on something. That's what you so desire, or if you just want to pass on some information for us to utilize in the future. So all officers have that capability of doing that. In this day and age, with all the technology, you can imagine how many things we get with technology that's involved, and text messaging, Facebook, and all those. So this will help streamline that process, and again, give each one of you citizens and the citizens of the village the chance to assist us in any cases we may be working in. Any questions?
I've got a question. I noticed on here on your traffic stops you got 39. On warnings you got 28. We only got 17 arrests. That's 67 different things. Shouldn't there be more than 17 arrests?
The arrests are sometimes, if we make a traffic stop, there'll be a warrant out for that person. So it might not necessarily lead to a traffic stop citation being issued. It would just lead to an arrest.
Do we have any record on how many we have for traffic violations of speed?
I can do that, if you'd like.
I would like to put it in the report, if you don't mind.
Just the speed?
Yeah. How many people we ticket for you just had traffic arrests? That must be speed, right? Mostly?
It could be a warrant, it could be failure
okay.
to reinstate, it could be an OVI, it can be various things.
Okay.
Most speeding doesn't lead to arrest. It's
okay.
usually combined of something else that may lead to actually a person being arrested. Although you can arrest somebody for speed, we usually don't. We just
okay.
assume citation and summons them to court.
Okay, I understand.
I know one thing I would like PD to kind of focus on. In the last week, I've seen three cars run completely red lights at the intersection of Main and Kirk. And it's mostly been in the evening
okay.
after 5 o'clock.
Okay.
I couldn't believe two of them. The light was completely red. They paused like they were going to a stoplight or a stop sign and went on through.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes, we'll take care of that.
Okay. Solicitor was supposed to be here. I don't know why he's not. So we'll move on to the village administrator.
Thank you.
The Johnson Street sewer, the contractor was delayed on their last project due to weather. I have a call with them later this week, and they should be scheduling a time to start dropping off supplies. Kirk Street parking has changed, everything except for one parking spot where we have to put a sign up has been done, so just be mindful when out there. Leaf pickup, we are a small town, so there is no schedule. We start at Main, we go south all the way down to the end, do the side streets, and then north of the tracks, and then we start over again. A lot of people have called and complained about the situation, and we do know. I have two street guys that are doing a lot, and I've kind of just listed a few things that they did just this past few weeks. They do leaf pickup, meter fixes, meter reads, trash, bathrooms, flags down, lights fixes anywhere, parking changes. So I have two guys to do all of those things. Christmas decorations will be going up this week and next week, so you should start seeing those around town. And a few people have asked about a village Christmas party. So, something.
What do you mean by a village Christmas party?
Like everyone's families coming together at one place. You know, people do this thing called a Christmas party. Yeah, council, employees, fire, police, everyone getting together and doing something. They said they did it years ago and haven't again. So it would just be something nice to do.
How far back? I've been here 40 years and I don't even remember it.
Just something to look into.
Daniel, do you remember anything like that?
Yeah.
One year the fire department invited everybody, but that's been 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But
so
other
just
than that, I don't remember anything.
I don't have that. It'd be cool to see Caroline or something in the park. Or, you know, something to that to get people out if the weather's fit, but I don't know how you'd pull something off that grand scale.
Not like, we're talking like employees, the council members, fire police.
You're talking about village employees.
Yes.
Not the village.
No,
yeah,
not village.
It sounds like you're talking about
village. No.
Yeah, that's what I thought at first.
No.
But then you
okay.
have to stick.
No.
I'm not for that. I even contributed to it.
No.
But yeah, it's. I'm all for that. Way you sound, I'm thinking, how are we going to get this together?
And then
so.
The Christmas decoration challenge, if you haven't seen it, we have two categories. One is residential and the other is business, and they both have awards for those. The Christmas tree committee will be out judging those. The registration forms are due by November 30th. And those are available in our office to pick up, and the judging will be held December 22nd. So that's all I have.
Okay, I've got a couple things here. On Union, between Union and Kirk, and I've got to think what's the next street down at the center. Going that way, there's all those trees that are cut down. There's three trees. They've been laying in the street for over 3 weeks now. Where are we at with that?
I can talk to them. I mean, we were just talking about that earlier, that I think those guys are still working on it.
They've been on public street. We wouldn't allow anybody else to do that, and I'm just...
Well, they
know,
moved it all to the side and put cones around it.
I was out and took a picture of it today, but, you know, it sticks out. You know, the one sticks out probably about 6 feet into to the street, and, you know, I'm okay with it being there for a short period of time, but that's a public street, and how long do we, you know, how long is long enough, I guess.
I mean, at least they took the trees down. That's
yeah.
the way I'm looking at it.
Well, I'm happy with that, but still, it's a public street, and we have an obligation to the public to maintain that as an open street. And council can chime in, obviously, whatever they think, but I think 3 weeks is plenty of time to get a tree out of the street. So.
Did you cut it down, or did somebody else cut it down?
Somebody else cut it down.
So.
I mean, they're big.
Yeah.
They're not little pieces. They're huge, big piece of trunk.
Yeah.
Some huge saw to cut them up.
Maybe you reach out and see what they're doing.
I will.
Just
yeah.
get an explanation.
Yep.
And a couple other things I have concerned with. Heather and I have talked about this link. They're tearing down a motor. Trailer,
a mobile home down here next to the squad house. I actually saw them today making some progress, but we had 3 days over the weekend where they didn't do a thing with that. I mean, it is a terrible eyesore, but today they're working on it, and I think there has to be a reasonable time with that one as well as the one at 6th mm-hmm. and King. That one actually collapsed over the weekend, I believe, in the winter. They were out there working on it today, and I've already got neighbors complaining about that being an eyesore, and they had it stripped down, had all the siding off of it, just had the part of the studs were still holding the roof up, and over the weekend it come crashing down. So that's an issue that we need to make sure, and Heather did send those folks a letter. What'd you tell them in that letter?
That they needed to get it cleaned up within 30 days. I mean, I can only do what the ordinance tells us to do.
That I appreciate that. I just want to make sure that we've got to focus on both of those.
The one on West Main is supposed to be done by Friday. Really done.
That'd be great. I have a question. Heather, maybe you can answer this one. There was a small tree at the corner of Russell and Oak in the empty house. I think it's 121 South Oak. Any idea who cut that tree down and just left it laying in there? The yard's an empty house. It's for sale. The tree was hanging out over the sidewalk, and it's down and gone.
I cut it down.
All right. We got to be careful with that because I appreciate the tree's gone. Don't get me wrong. But we don't have the legal right to go on private property and cut a tree down. Place is vacant, nobody there. But if we cross into somebody's private property and take a tree down, do we go through any due process with the owner?
Tried to contact those people 3 times. Didn't get any
by
contact.
Letter?
By phone call?
We don't have any proof. Okay. I saw it was down, and if the village does that, we open ourselves up for potential litigation. So I appreciate the trees down. It was a nuisance, but at the same time, we open ourselves up for potential litigation with that. South Kirk Street, now police chief, he's still back there. We talked about parking issues over there. You come to me and said you need to set a parking something up, a parking bureau?
Yeah, I said I would bring a proposal to you about setting up a parking bureau.
Okay. Okay, I guess that's all I've got. I did have the 410s. Are we keeping up with our leaf collection okay?
Yes, we've moved around the schedule a bit, but.
Yeah, I know we're heavy and it's supposed to snow or rain tonight and get wet, and so I was just concerned about it. All right, let's move on. Buildings and property.
Nothing at this time.
I would like, when it comes to meetings, if you would set up a meeting. There are several places. The most recent, I emailed all the committee members and Heather today, and I'm concerned that some of these other places, they haven't done what needs to be done. So.
I saw one place that I needed to, I got to get the address from, on the corner of 6th and Gay. There's a garage out back.
It's been taken
house.
Down. I sent them a letter and they took it down.
Oh, okay. The last time I went by there, it was still sunken in the middle.
If we're talking about the same one, it's
right
down.
Right on the right corner.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to go look at it, but I think that's the one that got, came down. Last week.
Because it was right in the red middle, it was still up here. Come on in.
Okay.
I haven't got the address off of it yet.
Community and business development?
Nothing at this time, Mayor.
Community relations?
The Chamber of Commerce, they have a meeting November 27th here at 7 o'clock. Their Halloween party went well. December 1st at 1 o'clock is their parade, and all they're advertising right now is the parade because they don't know if that crap show is going to go on or not. So all they're going to do
last I checked, they hadn't said.
Yeah, Christy said she hadn't heard anything. She's been trying to get a hold of Carol Weirs and hadn't heard anything. And there'll be no meeting in December and possibly January.
Okay, finance.
met on November the 5th and we discussed pay raises. And we kind of tabled it until tonight's finance meeting, which we are still looking at. And also on the finance meeting tonight, finances look good. I need approval for end of October, which I believe everybody...
Yes, it's been around.
Okay.
Yep.
So we need a motion for the approval of October.
Make a motion to approve the bills for October.
Not the bills,
cash,
end of month.
Cash summary.
Cash summary.
Yeah.
Okay, cash summary, excuse me.
No.
No. Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yeah.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
That's it.
Okay, any comments about the pay raise as far as ordinance running at this point? You gotta wait.
We're finance, our ordinance is going to look into getting an ordinance ready, and then we'll discuss
first reading.
Yeah.
Would be next meeting.
Yep.
Nothing from Fire Dependency Board ordinance?
No, ordinance met on the 6th. We discussed merging the payroll benefits and allocation ordinances in one. Waiting on an opinion whether allocations can be added or needs to maintain its own as a separate ordinance. We'll be scheduling another meeting tonight.
Park Board.
Nothing tonight.
Whatever happened to all the estimates? Did we ever get anything?
Nothing,
oh, yeah.
Nothing you want to hear.
Nothing, yeah. It was a pipe dream. We're going to wait, and the porch roofs is never going to happen. And the restrooms we're going to put in with the ODNR grants that we're working on for next year.
Can we get an estimate for the restrooms yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Planning Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Ron,
I'm sorry. I can still thought you were going.
You're up.
They haven't had a meeting that I know of.
Okay. Public safety?
Public safety, the fire department's been busy. I've been checking off and on with some of the guys. And police department, the only thing I was questioning was I'd sort of like to see how many traffic arrests is made in a month's time or a week's time or whatever. And that's all I've got. And we'll have a meeting, any one of them, if they want to have a meeting, but, you know.
I do believe all the fire hydrants have been flushed. Am I correct on that? Public Works.
We met on the 25th and we discussed vacating the alley over here on the north side of town, and the committee felt that'd be okay as long as we still had access to our manhole. I've since had an email from Brett and he went through the procedures to do so. The landowners, as I understand it, have to have it surveyed. And then it has to be approved by the county. If all the property owners affected or okay with it, we don't have to have a public hearing. Then we would have to pass an ordinance vacating the alley. And
yeah, I got that same email. I think the property owners have to pay for the survey.
They have to
correct.
Pay for the
yeah.
survey. So if they're not willing to do that, then I guess it dies right where it's at.
They're not ready to do it yet, but they said probably sometime soon. So,
so you know, there's only two property owners involved.
Yeah.
That's,
yep.
Allegedly, they're both okay with it. So,
mm-hmm.
I haven't heard from.
I only heard from one of them.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to Travis, but we also discussed mosquito spraying, and we kind of. Look like we need to buy our own equipment and get our own licensed people to do it. So Heather's looking into that. And
we've been talking with Newcomers Town and they've given me all the information, so I have it
okay.
for next year.
We'll be looking at that again in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Guess that's it.
Okay. Records retention, I can't remember when we met last. I guess it was October 30th. And we made
yeah.
some minor changes to our records retention, but that was Nothing for rules. Got several resolutions and an ordinance to address tonight. First is Resolution 2018-65, a resolution to approve purchase order 18469 to William Albert, and then a now purchase order. This was for spreading grindings in a few alleys and fixing the soil base on 6th Street where the paver went through the soil for, I guess, $6,639.09. Does have an emergency clause.
Motion to suspend.
Second.
Hannah, are you satisfied with the work?
So I got one question on that. I understand the then now for 6th Street soil base that was on for seeing the spreading of grindings. Was that on for seeing, or was that just thrown in there while they were up here?
Thrown in there while they were up here. We had one PO already open, and whenever they give us a quote, they give us by hour, like how much that equipment is by hour. We had a quote open, but a PO open, and they used that PO, but then we had a little bit left to do, so they put it in there whenever they were out here doing that work. Majority of that price, though, is the 6th Street.
Okay, so we've had a first and a second. So Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Cheney?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Next is Ordinance 2018-66, an ordinance authorizing and directing the mayor and the fire chief to sign fire contracts, and does contain the emergency clause.
Motion to suspend the rules.
Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes. Motion to adopt.
Second.
Lusk?
Yes.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yep.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Resolution 2018-67, a resolution to amend the 2018 Permanent Appropriations Ordinance 2017-62, adding funds. And this is basically to move funds around, correct me if I'm wrong, Amy, but just move funds around to get us through year end with our budget.
This is actually to account for Ryan Cottrell's salary, since it wasn't accounted for at the very beginning in the appropriation. So the funds are there, they just needed to be appropriated.
It's unappropriated funds.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
That was 602 and 601, same thing?
Yes, his salary comes 50% out of each department. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Motion to suspend the rules?
Second.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Lusk?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, Okay, under other business, I just have a couple things here. I attended the Koshocan Foundation's annual meeting and luncheon last week. It was a very nice presentation. Tiffany Swigert from the Port Authority spoke there. Very interesting comments to come out of that. Very positive for Koshocan County. And I appreciate the work that's being done there. I saw an article that was written in the Pittsburgh Gazette back in September and also in the Toledo Blade about Walking with the Dead. It was written by an editor who actually I went to school with, and somebody that didn't have any clue who I was sent me a copy of the article out of the Pittsburgh Gazette. And it was a very disturbing article, to say the least, and about this whole area that, you know, we're dead and dying. And quite frankly, there are a lot of people trying to turn that around in this county, not just the city of Koshocan, just not West Lafayette, but countywide. There are a lot of people who get together on a regular basis. Think Tank Thursday is an example. People who are trying to better this community. So it was really sad to see the article, but yet very promising to hear Tiffany speak. 2 weeks ago, I went up to Newcomerstown for their dedication for their solar panels. Quite informative, and if you're up that way, take a look at what they've got, both at their water treatment plant as well as their sewer plant. It's something that at some point we ought to take consideration of. The amount of money saved through those solar panels is pretty significant. And I have to say I was impressed. There were a lot of people involved, a lot of local workers who helped put that together. And they're really amazing. Those panels actually follow the sun. And they've got two different banks, one at the sewer plant right when you go across the river and one out at their water treatment plant. And pretty amazing thing to see.
Are there grants out there for that, Mayor?
Actually, their project cost them almost nothing. It's the way they finance it. It's financed out of the savings, as I understand it, and there's very little money out of pocket to Newcomerstown at all. It has about a 20-year payback. The panels have about a 35-year life expectancy, if I recall properly.
We're actually looking into the program.
And I was very impressed by what I saw. And something like, again, if we've got the property area to do it in, we ought to seriously consider it.
I've been by and looked at it when I went up to Newcomerstown. It looks like a pretty nice setup.
Last thing I have on here deals with council meeting for December. Typically, the second meeting is going to be right around Christmas or real close in there. In the past, we've done the first council meeting, then immediately the following, the next week, we do a council meeting, and then we recess until the next year. So, anybody want to make a motion to do something to that effect?
No, I'll make a motion. We move the second meeting in December to the 17th.
You're the one with the weird schedule.
So the 10th and the 17th.
That's for December, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the 10th and the 17th.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'll second it. Nobody's got a problem. To be here.
Unless you want to be here Christmas Eve. Yeah, you want to be here Christmas Eve?
No.
I ain't. I'm just making sure. You can move it to the 3rd.
Jeez. Okay, Wheeler?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Our next, in December, we'll have a meeting on the 10th and the 17th.
I was being inclusive.
You were. That was nice of you.
All right, let's set committee meetings.
Ordinance the 19th at 6:30.
You got that?
Yep.
Sorry, Seth. Yeah, thanks for being inclusive. No, I'm good.
Two of our schedules worked.
No, I'm good.
So if you're out at 2 a.m. Damon, I got you marked down for the 17th for a meeting. Do you still want to have it or not? No? Okay.
We got to go to the Wardice Township next month.
Okay. The 17th for the public safety meeting for fire department will be canceled.
That was a Saturday.
That was a Saturday. You're talking about the 14th.
October 17th.
Well, this is November, huh?
You're wrong, Monday.
No, Monday.
Wait a minute.
You're November.
I turned the wrong page. I don't have you marked up for Damon. Go ahead.
You're going the wrong way or wrong.
Okay. Too much stuff going on.
Building and property. I'm available the 19th or the 20th, or the 27th, or the 28th and the 29th.
If we do it the 20th, it'd have to be at 7.
What day is Thanksgiving on?
22nd.
22nd.
Third day.
20th would be good with me. What do you
think?
It's hard with me.
7 o'clock.
20th?
7.
Good that way.
What time?
7 o'clock.
11, 20, and 7?
Yeah.
Water. 28th, 29th. Moves out to the week after Thanksgiving.
It's fine.
What day works for you guys?
Either one's fine.
Go with 28th at 6:30.
28th or 29th.
The water one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What, when now?
28th.
Of November, right?
Of November.
What time?
6:30.
Oh, no, you're not. I'm sorry.
That's you.
I'm sorry.
Anybody else?
You.
28th at 6:30?
Yeah.
Chris, what about a Christmas decorating committee?
Heather's got that all taken care of.
You got everything? I don't know anything other than building a couple trees. What else is going on?
Putting it in the lot, what, this week, next
mm-hmm.
week, whatever.
Yeah.
And the stuff's going in. She's they've already checked all of the lights for the decorations in the park.
And
she's got the replacements ordered, and those are going up.
When
it's
this week or next week,
yeah.
whenever they can get them replaced with bulbs.
And the lights on the poles.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the manger scene.
It's going to be in before Thanksgiving.
I'll have the wreath.
It'll be light up after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I've got the big red wreath for the pole. The
okay.
Pole.
I thought we were going to light the park right after Thanksgiving.
Or before. Whenever Heather gets it up.
When let's talk about coordinate, so I can make sure we get the research at the same time. When are you thinking about a deadline to have it all done?
I have no idea right now, because we have two guys to do everything, so.
You said it delayed the park on the 26th, that gives you 2 weeks.
I can put the wreaths up in just a couple hours time, and
yeah.
I can pretty much do that myself. But
yeah, I mean,
I guess just as long as everything's up
by the end of
Thanksgiving
November.
Thanksgiving weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah, before Christmas.
Well,
Thanksgiving weekend.
Praise what, December 1st?
Yeah.
Of course, it'll go down. it won't come down me.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
We can.
You need some help doing the park. As long as it's on a day off, or my day off, I can come over and help do the park.
Okay.
Okay, Miss, read what I got here. Buildings and property, the 20th at 7. Ordinance, 19th at 6:30. Water, the 28th at 6:30. That's Coshocton Water, 28th at 6:30. Anything else? Okay. Bills around. Motion to approve the bills?
Motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Lusk?
Yes.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.